We close the show, as we do every Friday, with a snapshot. A few weeks ago, we introduced you to Patrice Gaines. She used to be an award-winning reporter for the Washington Post, but she burned out on big city life, packed her bags, and moved to small-town Lake Wylie, South Carolina. There is just one catch. She's black, and Lake Wylie is almost entirely white. That's made for some interesting and fun cross-cultural experiences.
As part of my 58th birthday celebration, my sister Carol, my friends Jeanette and Gail, and I decided to see George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Fans of the group are called Funketeers, and we four women consider ourselves among the most faithful Funketeers around. Jeanette, our chief Funketeer, donned a multicolored Afro wig. I'm talking neon, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, you name it. She also wrapped a tie-dyed sarong around her hips, accenting her blinding gold lamé pants. Carol and I toned it down a little with tie-dyed shirts, and we all wore oversized neon sunshades, the kind clowns wear at the circus. When we stepped outside my house, all funked out, we ran into my neighbors on either side, Martha and Dale. Dale is so Southern, there's not a one-syllable word in her vocabulary. "Where are you all going dressed like that?" she asked. "Going to see George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic." She told us to have fun. We didn't have fun. We had a blast, cheering and dancing nonstop for 3 hours in front of the stage. When we finally got home, it was just past one. The next morning, Martha dropped by. "How was your political event? Dale said you all went to see the Clintons." My sister and I howled. "Didn't you see how we were dressed?" "Well, I did," Martha said, "but I figured you were for Barack Obama and you wanted to protest at Hillary's fundraiser." Martha was laughing now, too, but she still tried to explain. Dale said her father told her that Bill and Hillary were in the neighborhood. It was time to give Martha a lesson in funkology. We had her repeat the words Parliament Funkadelic at least 5 times, and then we explained Funketeers. "I get it. They're like deadheads," she said. "Yes," we said in unison, and all of us laughed heartily. Later, we delivered the news to Dale, too. She said she'd heard of George Clinton, but since her father just told her about the political fundraiser, she supposed she'd had the other Clintons on her mind. "I was afraid you all were going to get arrested," she said. Funny she should mention the word arrested. I forgot to mention our drive home from the concert. As we pulled into my condo's lot, a security guard pulled up behind us, shining his spotlight through our back window. Jeanette, who was driving, recognized the guard, who was white, as the same retired state trooper who'd recently stopped her for coasting through a stop sign. "Do you know what you were doing?" he asked us. Jeanette told me later that she nearly answered, "Yeah, driving while black." "You were doing 41 in a 35 zone," he said firmly. It's then that I mentioned we'd been celebrating my birthday at a George Clinton and Funkadelic concert. Suddenly, his face softened. Believe it or not, he smiled. "Oh, yeah. I like that group." And he let us go without a ticket. Only in Lake Wylie. So I
can get around it. So low, now that was extra funky. Patrice Gaines, writer and journalist living in Lake Wylie, South Carolina. To see a picture, you've got to see this picture of her and her fellow Funketeers or hear her previous snapshot from Lake Wylie. Go to our website, npr.org/news and notes.